it is time now for our community corner here on KWHI, sitting in for Craig Montana. And we are joined this morning by Allison Harper from the Brenham Animal Services. And Allison, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you here. And if you could just kind of tell us what's been going on at the shelter lately.
We've been pretty busy. The pandemic's brought on a lot of different things for us. We're handling things a little different. We've gotten a grant recently. So if there's anybody out there needing to spay or neuter their pet, get in touch with us. We have grant funds to help you get that done at very low cost. So get in touch with us. But we are still here. We're doing adoptions. Our hours are a little bit modified. We have our doors unlocked right now, Monday through Friday from 12 to 4. But we're here Monday through Saturday, and we're taking appointments if people need to come in and see us as well. So we're pretty easy to get a hold of, but we're here and doing our usual things just a little bit differently.
Yeah, and if you could talk, expound a little bit on what's been going on during this pandemic. And I know, obviously, it's affected every aspect of life, but in particular, how has it affected the operations going on over at the shelter?
Yeah, we are definitely doing things a little bit different. So, like I said, we're taking appointments. So if anybody's interested in adopting, we ask that they go online, check out the animals that we have for adoption there. And then if you see one you're interested in, you give us a call, or you can actually go on our Facebook page to make an appointment to come in and visit. This has actually worked out really well for us. When you walk through the kennels, the dogs are all barking and they're excited. And I think going online gives people a little bit of a chance to read a description about the animal and maybe get to know the animal a little bit better before they come in. And it's helped us to match people with the right pets. And it also keeps people coming through the building to a minimum. So we can, if people come to meet cats, they obviously need to come in the building. But if you're coming to meet a dog, we can bring it outside to you and keep that social distance requirements going. And it's worked out really well. As far as stray animals out in the community, we are handling that a bit different. I think the best thing for folks to do if they find a stray right now is to call us so we can walk you through it. Be open to the idea that, things are a little different now for us as well. And so it's just going to depend what's going on. We're here to help people, and so we want people to call us and, we can kind of see what's going on, walk you through the process, maybe the best response. One of the things we've learned through this is, animals, when they stay in their neighborhood, if someone's able to hold on to an animal in the neighborhood for someone till they get home and can get it back home, they're more likely to go home that way than when they come to the shelter. So when it's possible, we've tried to encourage folks, if they can hang on to that animal and contact their neighbors through next door and things like that. But that's just one of the, options, and it just really depends what's going on. Obviously, if the animal's injured or there's something like that going on, it's a little different, but it's hard to respond to all those, but giving us a call is really the best way to get a hold of us on those. And part of the reason that we are trying to keep the population down, of course, is like everybody, if somebody here were to test positive for COVID, there might be a possibility that we all have to go home and quarantine. And normally this is our busy time of year, and we'll have over 100 animals here at the shelter. It can get hard for us and tiring at this time of year. So to have somebody not familiar with working in this environment is pretty tough to come and follow up on us, if we couldn't be here. And so we're really doing what we can to keep our population low through foster homes, and like trying to get animals home without them coming, stray animals without them having to come here to the shelter. And so we're working on that. So if anybody's looking to foster right now, we're still looking for foster homes as well, because that'll help us out to keep our population low. So,
all right. And if you could just discuss a little bit the importance of adopting, especially at this time with everything going on in the world the way it's going right now, the importance of adopting an animal.
Yeah. So that kind of goes back to the idea that, you know, we're keeping the population low here. So the more animals we can place, you know, the easier that is, you know, like as if somebody had to come in and help us out with caring for the animals here. We have about 50 animals in the shelter right now. And one of the really great things right now for the month of August is we have Clear the Shelters happening. You know, a lot of people have participated in Clear the Shelters the last few years here at the shelter. We'll usually have about 200 visitors on the day of Clear the Shelter because adoption fees are waived and we'll have vendors and things like that, which obviously we just can't do this year. So instead of having one day where we do, you know, 50 or 60 adoptions, we're offering free adoptions each Saturday in August. And so if you make an appointment to come in on a Saturday, you know, there's no adoption fees and all our pets are ready to go. They're spayed and neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, getting those animals placed, like I said, helps our staff. And we're pretty busy kind of doing other things right now, like with this spay neuter grant. So we're working on that as well. And there's an additional piece to Clear the Shelter this year. The NBC, who sponsors Clear the Shelter, has partnered with Greater Good to have a fundraising part of this event. So if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see a link for Brenham and Pet Adoption Center there for Greater Good. You can go on and make a donation. And for this week through the 9th of August, Greater Good is going to match dollar to dollar any donation made. And we use those donations, you know, if we get in animals that are sick or injured, or like I said, right now we have a subsidy grant where we're working on spay neuters so we can help get some of the population down of animals out in the community. And that link, like I said, is on our Facebook page if anybody's interested in donating. You can donate anytime throughout the month of August, but through the 9th is when those funds will be matched.
All right. And of course, you know, one of the things is just when you get an animal from a shelter, it's also, I guess, showing a big heart, because these animals, you know, these are, you know, for want of a better word, homeless animals, as opposed to some of these, I guess, what they call puppy factories, where they just keep churning out these animals, as opposed to just going to the shelter and getting an animal that really needs a home.
Yes, and we have all sorts of animals from all types of backgrounds. You know, we've got kittens, which are going to be playful and probably an easy adoption, to, you know, animals that have had a little bit rougher background and might need a little extra TLC, you know, once they get settled, you know, and I guess trying to get settled into a home. And so it does do a great thing. You'll take a homeless pet and give it a home, and it's, I think it's an enjoyable process for most folks, yeah.
All right. And Allison, if people want to get in touch with you or the shelter, how do they go about doing that?
Okay. So we've got, you can call us. Our number is 979-337-7351. We've also have a Facebook page. It's under Brenham Animal Services. And we've recently started a new Facebook page. It's the Brenham Animal Services Lost and Found. So if there's any lost or found pets out there, we can get that information out. Or you can email us at animalservices@cityofbrenham.org. Or you can even check us out on the city website as well, just cityofbrenham.org.
All right. And Allison, anything else that we need to touch on this morning?
I think that about covers it.
All right. And again, we urge everyone out there, if you know, if you can open up your home to a dog or a cat, give them a call. Again, that's 337-7351. Allison, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yay. Thank you for having us.
All right. And this has been the Community Corner. Our guest this morning has been Allison Harper of the Brenham Animal Shelter. And again, that number is 337-7351. I'm Ed Pothel for the Community Corner. Craig will be back next week right here on KWHI.